Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What a historic night. You know, so I got off here last night at 10. Good evening, everyone. Rob Pratt, Wednesday night, Odyssey 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDK. So I'm headed home, and there it was on the smartphone. I pulled over, took a look. John Delano breaking the news that Ed Gainey had upset incumbent Bill Peduto for the mayoral race, the primary, and thus he'll become the mayor in January of 2022. Let's get some reaction now from State Senator Jay Costa on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Are you shocked, Jay, or is that just politics?
No, I'm not shocked. A little surprised. I know that Representative Gainey had run a very effective and strong campaign and had a strong grassroots effort in many wards in the city of Pittsburgh. And I think it was clear that people in Pittsburgh were looking for change. I've worked with Ed, Representative Gainey, the last 8 years in Harrisburg. We represent many of the same communities in the Homewood and East Liberty and Wilkinsburg and other communities. And he's passionate about what he believes in and worked hard in his campaign. And I know he'll do good things for Pittsburgh. And I look forward to working with him going forward.
Listen, I said it was going to be a close race, and I thought Tony Moreno was not maybe going to win, but he was going to take enough votes that could actually catapult Mr. Gainey into the mayoral's office in January of 2022. But I also think the real reason, Mr. Gainey's a real people person, and he took his message to the people from sidewalks to porches and really wanted to hear what the working class people of Pittsburgh are saying and why many of them feel as though they've been left behind, and obviously people of color for sure. This is just, I think, something that's going to be a trend as far as the future. You've always known that. But people are going to want answers, the real people with real issues living in real time in the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County, Jay.
There's no question. I think we are continuing to undergo a change in terms of what expectations are from folks. They've been much more engaged in the past 5 or 6 or 7 years and are doing it in a thoughtful way, looking at the candidates and making decisions based upon, you know, what they're going to do and what their relationship is with the people, as you indicated. And I've had the chance to work with Ed over the years and saw firsthand the number of events that he's had that have been open to the public, essentially, communicating with regular voters and folks who want to talk about what's going on in their neighborhoods. That's going to have to be the style of our elected officials going forward, to have their ear to the ground, listening to what folks have to say, and more importantly, following through on commitments and promises that they make to folks when they're in office.
You know, when I look around this great city, I see nothing but great. And obviously, there's a lot of amazing new things that have taken over as far as the landscape. But we can't forget who we are and where we came from. And you and I and others of our age group and generation know that very much so. Because we have to be able to leave something for our children and grandchildren and give them a reason to want to stay in this region. And it's true, as far as time-tested, some of the things that we were doing 20, 30 years ago, as far as working class jobs, giving a person a chance just to go get a job, leaving the high school classroom, getting a diploma and learning a job skill by the employer that hires you, that you can take for the next 30 years and enjoy a good, healthy paycheck and a pension and good health care. I mean, that's not a lot to ask for, Jay.
It's not a lot to ask for, but I also think that times are changing. I think folks in the workplace are more fluid and more prone to want to move from position to position in different entities. And the nature of our workforce today in the Pittsburgh region has changed dramatically. We're not the same old city that we were that had those positions, that you got a job working maybe in government, in a steel mill, for labor union, somewhere along those lines, in offices, in one of our major corporations, and were able to stay there for a while. Things are changing, and I think we have to recognize that, and we have to adapt. As a Commonwealth, we recognize that, and we have to look at some of the issues with regard to our workforce to ensure that we're providing opportunities for people to stay in Pittsburgh, particularly those folks who are graduating from our colleges and universities, to make sure they stay here, but also getting into the trades and the like. It's all about giving folks opportunity. When you do that, I think it grows a community, and then the community has trust in what's going on.
Well said, Jay. Let's talk about the real reason I have you here. About 15 million, Rich Fitzgerald was talking about it a week ago with me, and you were the catalyst along with others, but you were a driving force in Harrisburg to get that money to the food and beverage business. Some not in time enough. Our dear friend Kevin Joyce, obviously, we've been talking about the Carlton Historic Place after 37 years, but hopefully this will keep the lights on for many others and get us back on solid footing for these folks who are a real big part of the foundation of our community and economy, Jay.
Yeah, this is important resources that we provided a couple months ago. We opened the door to provide these dollars in this case, Allegheny County, and to help our hospitality community. And I know, I recognize that some of it may be a little too little, too late, but at the end of the day, we're trying to help these entities recover. And now we're looking to do more in that space. The federal government has stepped up and put together a program through the Relief Act. Senate Democrats, we proposed last week using an additional portion of the $7.3 billion that Pennsylvania has, putting a significant portion into small businesses in the hospitality community and other communities to allow them the opportunity. Now, we got to get past the recovery phase and really get into the restoring and rebuilding these entities, these small businesses, the hospitality community, with resources to allow them to grow, bring back their employees, and making certain that we help them move forward into the next phase of our recovery. And that's what's important, to allow them to rebuild and be able to prosper going forward. That's what we should be doing as a government, and I think that I was very proud to be able to work on that with the governor's office and others to be able to produce $145 million statewide. And it's become very effective, but we need more, and we're looking to drive more out into that sector.
Hey, well done. Always a pleasure, sir. Jay, thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you, too. Take care, Rob.
State Senator Jay Costa on the disc at 2 to Pittsburgh Newsline. 6:15.